Well, this is certainly no way to start a morning. I think we'll have French toast and sausage.
Isabel, how many times do I have to tell you no alien powers in the house? Is that French toast?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe just this once.
Good morning.
Morning, honey. Hey. Here's this. This time, I think I have really burnt it again. I think there's something wrong with the stove.
Mmm. Oh, the orange juice is perfect.
Good. First squeezed.
Mmm.
Okay. Oh, it's 8:58.
Oh, God, I gotta go. I'm before Judge Linkenfelder at 9:15. Oh. Where's anyone else?
I know. It's okay. I just studied.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, pal.
Know what this is?
Carburetor?
No, it's a carburetor. How'd you know that?
I'm a modern woman.
Right. Anyway, it may look like a carburetor, but in reality, it's a gold mine.
It's a little small for a gold mine, don't you think?
Yes, but what if this were a special carburetor, one that made it possible for a car to get 300 miles to the gallon?
Kyle.
200?
You know, Jesse doesn't like it when I use my powers in your get-rich-quick
scheme. Scheme? What scheme? This isn't a scheme. This is a gift to mankind.
Oh, well, then if it's a gift, I suppose you won't be charging money for it.
Well, it's not a free gift.
Why do you always come to me with these things?
I'm sorry, but I couldn't figure it out, and Toby's been on my ass all week. All it has to do is work. It doesn't even have to work well. Just so it works.
Right.
Thank you.
Hey ho! Everyone doing fine? Lots of fun and laughs around the old Ramirez house? Good. Now, where is that good-for-nothing boyfriend of mine?
Got me.
I was just leaving.
Not so fast, Valenti.
Okay, he's on Neptune.
Neptune? He was just there last week.
He's buying you a present for your birthday.
A present for me? What is it? What can someone buy on Neptune? How much is he gonna spend? Tell me everything.
So, he wants to take me out for my birthday next week, and I don't know.
What's the harm?
Well, the harm is that a birthday dinner, by definition, is sentimental. And sentimental leads to a good night kiss.
Good night kiss leads to sex.
I should write that down.
Anyway, the reason I'm here is my birthday is next week, and I was kind of thinking that I need some change.
You want me to lengthen your hair again?
Maybe, you know, or maybe not. Maybe I just want some color or some, like, highlights this time.
Maria, I am not your personal hair genie. Yes?
Are you Isabel?
Yes.
I'm Eric. Eric Hughes. I'm Jesse's friend from Cornell.
From Cornell. Of course. Come in.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Come in. So what are you doing here?
Well, I just had a gig in Texas, and I thought that New Mexico was next door, so... Hi.
That's so great. Jesse's gonna be so excited to see you. He was so disappointed to hear that you couldn't make it to the wedding.
No, I'm sorry about that.
Don't worry about
it. No. So I had the best intentions. I was on the road and I was gonna drive straight through from Atlanta, but I got kind of sidetracked. I got this gig up in St. Paul and another gig in Chicago.
Oh, are you a musician?
No. I'm a reporter.
A reporter?
We should be
leaving. What a good idea. Bye, Isabel.
Must say, I was pretty surprised to hear that old Jesse was getting hitched. You must be something out of the ordinary.
Me? No. So, how long will you be staying in Roswell?
Until I find a story. Matter's been driving me crazy, says I have to come up with a slam-bang piece of investigative journalism, something that really knocks the lid off the place. Or else, I gotta find another line of work.
You have to stay. Jesse is so excited to see you. He's always talking about you and the guys from the fraternity.
That's all good, I hope.
Well, he glosses over the good stuff. Makes it sound like you spent all your free time discussing and studying Jungian philosophy.
Well, he must be a lawyer. Well, I appreciate you letting me stay on the couch. I'll try not to get in the way. Who knows? Maybe while I'm here, I can get myself a story. This is Roswell, after all. So, know where I can find any aliens?
Yeah, I got an email from Keith the other day. Says he's going to join the Peace Corps.
Come on, he's been saying that for years. He doesn't even like dirt. How's he going to dig wells for people? Incoming!
Well, you can take the boys out of college.
Sorry. Oh, my God. I don't believe you guys still have the CD.
Oh. Prepare to enter the time machine.
I think that's my cue to go to bed.
Oh, come on. It's early. Come
early
on.
90s, maybe. No, thank you. Good night.
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 Like the good old days, man. Where's the ball?
Shh, come on, kid. Doesn't know I used to get high.
What? What, you're keeping secrets from your wife?
I don't know. It's just, still getting to know each other.
You do. You're supposed to do that before you get married.
Mm. In a perfect world.
Yeah. Well, how many secrets you keep from her?
Hmm. Not as many as she has.
What?
Nothing.
Come on, dude. Look who you're talking to. Must I remind you of the notoriously infamous Kate Hopkins episode and her monstrous lacrosse-playing 6'3" boyfriend?
Yeah, you saved my ass.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know, man. It's just weird. I feel like there's a part of Isabel's life she doesn't want to share with me.
Like what?
Like, I don't know. Just every once in a while, something weird happens. Like the other day, I'm fixing the ice maker. Pain on me. I'm getting pissed off. I'm banging the thing. I'm cursing. Like, that's going to help. And she comes in. She says, take a break. So I'm headed to the bathroom, and I glance back, and her hand's on the ice maker.
So
when I come back, it's fixed. I mean, it works perfectly.
Huh. Well, you know, in my professional opinion, I'm going to have to say that that is not a story.
Okay, fine. Well, what about a brother, Max? He breaks my nose the night before our wedding.
He broke your nose?
Yeah. It's a long story. I'll tell you later. But he breaks my nose and he heals it with a steak the next day.
What do you mean a steak?
Like a steak. I mean, he completely heals a very broken nose in about 30 seconds.
It's just weird. It's just really weird.
Huh.
Well, maybe she's an alien. Jesse, man, you married one of the Roswell aliens. It's like I dreamed of Genie for a new millennium, man.
Shut up.
We're in trouble.
Why?
He wants to stay the night.
I wouldn't worry about it, dear.
Oh, sure. There's a reporter sleeping on our couch who's looking for the story of the century, and I shouldn't worry about it?
Sweetheart, don't worry. I promise I won't use my powers while he's around. Everything's going to be fine. Kind of late.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to wake you up.
It's okay. Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Nothing. Since Eric went off on this whole thing about writing a story. A story about you being one of the Roswell aliens.